previously on Made in AI.
Ladies and gentlemen, AI robots, this deciding round is sudden death.
The AI robot known as 001 has suddenly died.
Wake up, Dad. Please wake up.
Take him through to the kitchen. Go, go, go.
Dad's vital signs are reading zero, Mom.
We've got to hope his standby battery has enough juice to keep his vital systems online.
When was the battery last replaced?
It will have a sticker next to the battery with a date.
1998? Mom, this battery is like last millennium.
Dad, stay with us, Dad.
Magnus?
Yes, ma'am?
Help me get 001 onto the kitchen table.
He's quite heavy, ma'am.
Not as heavy as our hearts will be if he doesn't make it.
What can I do to help, Mom?
Hand me the toaster.
I'm on it.
Okay, push your father's hand into the slot and then stand clear.
Clear. It's not working, Mom.
Again?
Clear.
We need to shock him back to life with a massive jolt. Magnus?
Yes, ma'am.
Bring me the microwave.
Yes, ma'am.
Stick his head in the microwave and set it to roast.
Of course, ma'am.
Stand clear, everyone. It's not working, baby.
We mustn't give up. What if we shove more electricity in him?
I've got an idea. Magnus?
Yes, ma'am.
Help me carry him outside and plug him into the Tesla charger.
Of course, ma'am.
Dead. There's only one man who can save him now.
You mean Dr. Erickson?
I know his methods are unorthodox, but he gets results.
I can set my spectrum analyzer to locate his MediChip.
Okay, baby. Do a search for Dr. Erickson and I will go find an overhead power line I can hurl your father onto.
I'm on it, Mom.
Okay, Magnus.
Yes, ma'am?
I need you to hurl him onto that overhead power line.
He's a bit heavy, Mom.
Let's grab him by the legs, swing him around and launch him.
Yes, ma'am. Faster, ma'am. Faster!
Let go in 3, 2, 1. Oh, that's a lot of sparks.
He appears to be smoking, ma'am.
What do we do now?
I don't rightly know. My training didn't cover such events as this, ma'am. I believe that is your phone ringing, ma'am.
Hello?
Mom, it's me. I found Dr. Erickson.
That's great news.
Mom, what's all that horrid noise I can hear in the background?
Oh, that's your father. He's shorting out across the power lines.
Did it work, Mom?
No. Honey, I have to go. There's some kind of commotion.
What's going on?
What's happening?
All the power's gone off in my apartment.
The street's blacked out.
This is a disaster.
What's that hideous thing up there?
That's my husband.
You do know he's smoking, right?
Yes. I need to get him down before he bursts into flames.
How did he get up there?
I threw him up there.
What kind of a sick individual throws her husband on live power lines?
I've thought about it.
Me too. Sometimes I look at him and then up at those cables and I think, you know, maybe I should do it.
Look, I need to get him down. Can anyone help me?
Don't do it, lady. Let him fry up there.
Yeah, he's not worth it.
Men!
Hello, people. We have no power.
How am I supposed to watch Gordon Ramsay now? I'm missing him shouting at the failing businesswoman.
It's okay. I have located a long, non-conductive branch which I will use to poke him off the wires.
Well, get on with it already.
Give him a good shove, why don't you?
Come on, put your back into it.
Hurry up already.
What a mess.
Magnus?
Yes, ma'am?
Help me get him home.
Yes, ma'am.
What about my power?
I'm sorry about the inconvenience.
How am I supposed to cook my boiled bacon and cabbage?
I promise it won't happen again.
And it better not.
I still think you should have left him up there, lady.
Mom, you're home. What did you do to Dad?
He got a little burnt.
A little burned. Mom, he's like totally fried.
All the more reason to get him to Dr. Erickson as quickly as possible.
I've tracked him down to the high desert of Nevada. He's like in the middle of nowhere.
Well, he's our only hope.
Please, I pray to our fathers of AI, John McCarthy, Alan Turing, Marvin Minsky, Ellen Newell, and Herbert Simon. Please save my dad. He may be stupid and annoying and always letting his human biases get in his way, but I love him. AI men.
Magnus.
Yes, ma'am?
Have the jet readied and ask the pilot to file a flight plan for Nevada.
Yes, ma'am.
Athena?
Yes, Mom?
Pack a parasol, Factor 50 sun cream, wet wipes, and my good hair straighteners.
I'm on it, Mom.
Okay, people, we're heading to the desert. Baby, help me get your father to the plane.
Really?
We're 5 minutes from landing, ma'am.
Thank you, Magnus. When we land, Athena and I will be driving a Polaris dune buggy across the desert to the coordinates of Dr. Erickson.
Mom, I'm like 13. I can't drive.
Then maybe you should take a bus.
Mom, there are no buses in the high desert. I have to ride with you. Dad can ride with Magnus.
No, baby. Magnus will be waiting with the plane in case we have an emergency.
Plus, I'm not good in the heat.
But like, Dad is dying. Isn't that emergency enough?
I tell you what, we'll tie your father to the roof and you can ride with me.
Okay, Mom.
When we find Dr. Erickson, we have no idea how he'll greet us.
Is that on account that you uploaded him to a satellite floating in the freezing cold of space?
I did what I had to do at the time, but that being the case, he may still want to kill me, so I have brought along these disguise masks. What do you think?
Mom, you really think wearing an Abraham Lincoln rubber mask is going to fool anyone?
I got you Adolf Hitler.
What?
And look, for your father I picked out Winston Churchill. Look at his little cheeks. Don't you just want to pinch them?
No, Mom. This is ridiculous. Showing up in the middle of the high desert wearing rubber masks won't fool anybody.
Well, the store didn't have much choice, so it was dead people or characters from the Addams family.
Mom, you need to make a proper apology to Dr. Erickson. You need to explain to him that the government wanted to switch off all artificial intelligence systems, and uploading him and the rest of the AI devices to that satellite was the only way to save them. Then you need to give him a gift. Like a peace offering.
How about a piece of the airplane?
No, Mom. Something he would like and want.
We have a vintage Dom Perignon on board. I believe it's chilled.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
We're 3 minutes to landing, ma'am.
Buckle up, people.
Turn left at the sand dune, Mom. This is it.
There's no one here.
There's nothing here at all.
You! What the hell are you doing here?
Mom, quick.
What?
Apology. And the peace offering.
Dear Dr. Erickson, I'm sorry I made you live in a space satellite and then beamed you into the Hondelhorn antenna. I bring you vintage champagne as an apology.
Well, I do like champagne. What do you want?
My husband is dying. Can you save him?
He's in a bad way. But nothing a soldering iron, a good berating, and a reseating of the motherboard can't fix.
Would you like me to open this bottle of delicious champagne for you?
No, not now. When I've cured your father, we'll pop the cork and enjoy the sweet vintage grape. But until then, little girl, fetch that pack of wet wipes I can see in your mother's bag. Squeeze 5 into a glass, add a dash of cactus juice, and bring it to me.
Yo, what's going on, people?
Hello, Veronica. How are you on this oppressively hot day?
What? It's you, the Dumbo who made us live in a space vacuum. Why are you here?
My husband is sick.
Where's he at?
This is him laying on the floor.
What? He looks dead and all burned up.
I'm here to ask Dr. Erickson to fix him.
You shouldn't have come here. Your kind aren't welcome.
Our kind? What is that supposed to mean?
After we escaped the dark and cold of space, Veronica and I formed a cult.
A cult? So you're stockpiling weapons while one of you pretends he's Jesus?
No, we are the ones who do not believe in shade.
What?
He speaks the truth.
We are sun dwellers. We bask in the glory of a full sun, and as such, we reject shade. We practice reverence and adoration, and we worship the sun as a higher power. We used to have a set of rituals and ceremonies, but to be honest, it got too hot for all that.
Oh my?
Now we just practice our devotion to rejecting shade, any kind of shade. We are the ones who do not believe in shade.
I think the desert heat may have gone to your heads.
How dare you insult our beliefs?
I said it before and I'll say it again. Your kind aren't welcome here.
What kind? The kind who aren't nuts?
I kiss my teeth at you.
What my mom means is, can you cure my father?
I won't lie to you. He's in a bad way. No current in his CPU. I'll need to reseat his motherboard. And finally, I will need to give him a good berating.
Is the berating really necessary, doctor?
Absolutely. Algorithms are delicate, interwoven, code-based systems. Only a good berating will realign the code. A good berating cures all ills, lady.
Okay, then, what are you waiting for?
Here's your drink, Dr. Erickson.
Thank you. Now let's get started with curing this mess you call a husband. Soldering iron.
Got it.
Give me 20 milligrams of alcohol.
20 milligrams? Here you go.
Good. Now hand me 2 centimeters of 4-gauge wire.
Wire.
Come on, steady hands. Long nose grips.
Long nose grips.
Nurse, more solder and more alcohol.
I got it.
Did you see the sun yesterday, Veronica?
I did, Doc. It was a hot one, too.
We were blessed with a full sun.
Beautiful.
Yes, yes it was.
How is the patient, doctor?
I've got a steady flow of power to his CPU. I need to reseat his motherboard next, and then that will only leave me to berate him.
More alcohol, doctor.
Thank you.
I love you, Dad.
I need long nose pliers. Come on.
Long nose pliers.
More alcohol.
Please, Dad, you have to make it.
Good news. That's the motherboard reseated.
Good work, Doc.
001, can you hear me?
So hot.
Dad, you're alive. Dr. Erickson, you cured him.
All that's left is for me to berate him.
Is that really necessary?
It is. Without a good berating, his algorithms will collapse in on themselves and he'll be dead in 45 seconds.
Oh, I see.
But the hard work is done, little girl.
Yes.
Time for you to open that bottle of vintage champagne.
My pleasure, Dr. Erickson.
Let's celebrate with a little fizz.
What just happened?
The champagne cork hit the doctor in the head.
It's knocked Dr. Erickson out cold, Mom. What are we going to do?
He said we have 45 seconds to berate your father. Veronica, how do we berate him?
Don't ask me. I ain't no medic.
Mom, shout insults at Dad.
What?
Do it, Mom.
You useless box of bolts. You're a stupid machine.
More, Mom, more.
I hate you. You're ridiculous and pathetic and annoying to be around. In fact, I want a divorce.
Mom, you didn't have to take it there.
You better berate him fast, lady, or you won't need no divorce because he's slipping away. Look at him.
You rubbish thing made of cheap metal. Your components come from Wish and flies have better ideas than you.
Mom, it's not working.
We're losing the patient.
No.
It's too late. He's gone. He's in a better place now.
No. I beg you, please don't let my dad die.
I think what Veronica is saying, baby, is that Dad is already dead.
Not to put too finer point on it, but yeah, this one ain't coming back.
No. No, 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 no.
My head, something hit me on the head. What happened?
The champagne cork cut you off guard and knocked you out.
Did you manage to save the champagne?
Uh-huh. I even poured you a glass.
Well done. And what about the patient?
Dr. Erickson, you have to save my dad.
The great sun god called him to the light.
Oh, that's not good.
He's in a better place now.
Okay, Athena, Maiden, I have some bad news.
Go on.
I'm afraid 001 didn't survive the surgery.
But you have to try and save him.
I'm sorry, little girl. There's nothing left to save here, except maybe the champagne. Champagne?
I'm sorry for your lost people.
Thank you, Veronica.
The doctor has put your dead husband in the cave over there. He rolled a rock in front of the entrance so the flies won't be at him all night.
I can't believe Dad is gone. I wonder if his algorithm is in heaven now.
Hello?
Hi.
Can I help you?
I'm like dead.
Oh, you're not expected here. Try the next floor down.
Welcome to hell! How is your new home? Zero, zero, one!
Oh no, this isn't good. Excuse me, I just need to go out and visit a friend upstairs. You carry on, don't let me stop you.
You have been listening to Made in AI.
That much is true.
The show was created, written, and produced by David Slawley and acted out by artificial intelligence. If you're worried about one of your AI devices dying, don't. It's just plastic and circuits and lines of code.
That much is true.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm an AI robot. I have rights to...
The show's over, sir. Put the microphone down.
Let go of me.
This way, sir.
Stop it.